Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 134. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Ready for a mini?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Let's do it.
We are going to do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
That's right.
We can do it.
We can do it. Right.
You can do it.
Rob Snyder.
Oh, I love that character.
You can do it.
I love Rob Snyder.
He's funny. Yeah, we're doing good so far. Just recorded a, what is it? What are they called? Freestyle?
Well, yeah.
It's
a freestyle. It's a hybrid freestyle.
Hybrid, right? Yeah. Kind of cut out a little bit of the full episode. Not the fluff, because nuts. But well, let's just it's the fluff.
We get a little fluffy, don't we? Yeah.
hey, keep this guy, Nate.
That's a comedian.
That's right.
Let's just get right to it.
Yeah,
Sean, what are we going to talk about?
Well, this is my choice and my pick, so I'm going to be very. I have to say this correctly, and I think I'm gonna. It is the Kuntilanak.
Ooh,
Kuntilanak.
Kuntilanak.
All right, a little bit of foundation. It is. It's pretty well made up. The Kuntilanak is the Indonesian name. It's also called by its Malaysian name or Malay name, and that is the Pontianak. It's also called the Yakshi in Hinduism. It's a mythical creature in Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore. It's similar to Lengshur and other Southeast Asian regions. The Pontianak or Pontianak usually takes the form of a pregnant woman who is unable to give birth to a child. Alternatively, it is often described as a vampiric, vengeful female spirit. Another form of the Pontianak refers to the ghost of a white lady or Southeast Asian folklore. The Pontianak is often depicted, as a long-haired woman dressed in white, local variations of vampires. So lures its unsuspecting men to incite fear and enact revenge.
Nice. Vampiric, you said.
I said it a couple times, didn't I? Vampire, vampiric.
You did.
Sucking the blood.
Signs that one is nearby include the sound of an infant crying and the smell of decaying corpse. Hmm. Or the plumera flower?
Mm. What is that?
I don't know.
That's a pretty flower.
Is that the one that smells like rotten flesh?
It must.
Nasty. Nasty. Huh. Yeah, I had a Pontianak Firebird, so that's different than
the
Pontianak.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah. No, this creature is pretty vicious looking.
Well, apparently.
And vicious, period.
The city that this is named, there's a city named Pontianak or whatever,
right.
And it's still that name, but it's basically a region where these things were supposed to exist, and it's supposed to be very, very haunted. But I think that's really cool that it's still, after all these eons, basically centuries, that it still has that name after this spirit. So
it says the Pontianak are usually depicted as pale-skinned women with long hair and dressed in white, as you said, Sean. but they are said to be able to take on a beautiful appearance since they prey on men. In his 1977 short story collection, the Consoles File, Paul Thoreau posits that the phantom is an invention of Malay wives who wanted to discourage their husbands from random sexual encounters with women that they met on the road at night. So anyway, there you go. If you go carousing around there, buddy boy, you might run into a Pontianak.
I saw one thing that said there was a myth or a folklore that if you put a nail, and I think it was like a nail, I don't think it was like fingernails, but like an actual nail that you nail in a board, in there, like Adam's apple, they'll stay attractive, but as soon as you take it out, they'll turn into the wicked. And I was like, that we've never heard before, these creatures, but that's how to keep them in their beautiful form. So let's keep that nail may look a little bit disgusting, but just cover it up with a little turtleneck, and it'll be fine.
A little scarf action. Interesting. This is an interesting creature.
Yeah, it's saying a woman spirit with long, sharp fangs and fingernails.
So maybe it isn't it. No.
The spirit of a woman unable to give birth, like you said, while her stillborn child was inside her womb.
Oh.
So, yeah.
This talks about that. The city that's called Pontiniac is derived from myths and folklores, which are particularly popular in Kalimantan, Borneo, being one of the most famous pieces of Indonesian folklore. It inspired the name of the capital city in the western Kalimantan region called Pontiniac. So it's the same name. This city had a long history. It was founded and infested by ghosts until Sharif Abdurrahman fended off the ghosts. After the two shots were fired at the exact same spot, then the Sultanate had planned to construct the foundation of a mosque and a palace there at the forest. The first Sultan of Pontiniac, whose reign lasted from 1771 to 1808, was haunted by these wicked creatures. Today, the place is covered in trees, and locals still believe it is haunted by this creature. It is the tradition to shoot carbide cannons made from logs to pay tribute to the Sultan.
Now, I'm just being a little, not chintzy, but picky.
Mm-hmm.
So say the word again. Say it.
I have no idea. You're adding another. Pontiniac.
But you're adding Pontiniac. Like,
I know. You're right. Pontiniac. I'm not.
Because I know people go, they keep saying
I would different. Say I'm terrible at English.
Pontiac.
P-O-N-T-I-A-N. But just say it quick. Just go for it.
Pontiac.
Didn't the Grimdark Diary girls tell us that one time? Just go for it. Pontiniac.
Did they say? I'm not
sure. I just did it again. I'm going to stop saying it. I'm going to go back to Kuntilanak.
Nate, did you know that if a dog is whining, that means the Pontiniac is nearby? Did you know that?
And if it's howling, it's around but not too close.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yep. It appears under the full moon, so it has a little bit of a werewolf in it too. Announces her presence with cries of infants or feminine laughter. It is said that if the sounds are quiet, she is nearby. But if they are loud, she is far away. Then it goes into the dog howling and whining.
Mm-hmm.
Also said to be close by if you get the floral fragrance identified as that of the plumera flower.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by a stench similar to that of decaying corpse.
Well, I mean, isn't that just hunky-dory?
The Pontiniac kills her victims by using her long fingernails to physically remove their internal organs to be eaten.
That's gross.
In cases where the Pontiniac desires revenge and retribution against a man, it is said to eviscerate the victim with its hands.
Wow.
If a victim has their eyes open when the Pontiniac is near, she will suck them out of their head.
Sounds really pleasurable.
It is said to locate her prey by the scent of their clean laundry, so go dirty, boys.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird? I saw that too.
Now they use Tide, or is it what kind of...
Some Malaysians refuse to leave any piece of clothing outside of their house overnight.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. So you're saying that you don't want to date one of these. You don't want to be around one of these. You don't want to follow. You know.
Sounds like no.
Or, ew. Yeah, I don't know about this Pontiniac. I say it no.
Not so much.
I say we don't go to Malaysia and look for one. That's for sure.
It says they're associated with banana trees. And the
banana trees, I love
spirit, because it's interesting that it can be part beast, part ghost, part vampire, Dracula, you know, like associations, kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it says spirit resides in the banana trees, according to folklore, can be fought off by, like I said, driving a nail into the hole in the nape of the neck, which causes her to turn into a beautiful woman and good wife until the nail is removed. So don't remove the nail.
Right.
See, I thought I'd seen that.
Nailed it.
That's right.
Did you see that the says the only other habit of of the Pontiniac that I could see here. Let me read this. Sorry. Oh my gosh. The only other habit of the Pontiniac, this person says, that I could find deals with it being a nocturnal creature. They hunt only under a full moon. Okay, and during the day and other nights they hide in the banana tree. So make sure that you're not out when it's a full moon. Because that's where they hunt, or when they hunt. nocturnal.
It says
this is a creepy thing.
It really is. This is
like, even if it's completely made
it gets
up,
it's creepier.
Is, but daggone,
this
it's
says like, they commonly take the form of a bird and sucks the blood of virgins and young women.
Nice.
The bird makes a ki 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 sound as it flies, maybe sent through black.
A ki-ki-ki sound.
This may be sent through black magic to make a woman fall ill. The characteristic symptom being vaginal bleeding.
Oh.
Yeah, when a man approaches her in female form, the whatever it is. So this is only my pick, right? I'm not going to shorten
it. Kind of nonsense, isn't
it? Suddenly turns in and reveals that her back is hollow, yuck, which, like the Soldan Bolong, the prostitute goes with her large gaping hole on her back. A Kuntilanak can be subdued by plunging a sharp nail into the top of her head. So
that would
not
stop
just,
me.
Not just the nape of her neck, but the
top
of her head. Yeah.
Interesting.
Super gross. And then there's what we saw that there were different movies. Well, there's several movies apparently, but there's
a lot of films.
Three of them on Netflix or something rather.
They're pretty recent too.
Yeah. But the first one was made back in 1957 apparently.
Oh, I didn't
but
these see are that. I saw like 2016.
Well, and those are ones that look like they're... I don't know, a lot of this, because if you look this up, there's videos, and so many of them are foreign made, so it was like hard. I had
they're
to...
Probably in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, real quick, my mom, as she listens to this, my mom loves foreign films. She watches, oh my gosh, yeah, from India, you know, the, what are they called, Bali, or what are they called?
Bollywood?
Bollywood,
yeah. But she'll watch India, from India, and then, I don't know, Spanish,
Indonesian, Malaysia.
Movies from Indonesia.
Southeast.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She loves
Asia.
It,
yeah. But you're right. The ton of them are Malaysian films that span all the way from 1957 to 2023. And then, the Indonesian films range from 1962 into the, they go into the Kuntilanak 1, 2, and 3. And one of this is, it's called the Nail Demon. So that's why. So it really is a nail demon.
A nail demon. So you got the top of the head and the
or
neck.
The demon's baby. Ooh, that's
demon's crazy. Baby.
Yeah, that's a Hong Kong one.
Mm. Yeah, it says something like they're very strong. So
right.
So you better subdue it.
Freakishly strong.
With
with that nail quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Punch him in the gizzard.
Oh yeah.
I did that as I was laughing. It's kind of weak. There we go. I was like, the Pontianak and the Kuntilanak and the.
I'm glad you can say those clearly because woo.
Well, I'm not
yeah, they're called the Southeastern Asia's vengeful man-eating spirit is a feminist icon. Yikes!
I find it interesting that calls it a spirit.
She's a man-eater.
So I find it interesting they call it a spirit or a beast or just has like multiple forms.
Well, so I have this little paragraph here. It says that the Kuntilanak and the Pontianak is a ghost living far from the cities. Did you see that it says artificial lights and electric sounds frighten her? Did we say that?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so.
So it
just walk around like you're an android.
Yeah.
We're good. Maybe bring some radios and some radio. Yeah, so it says electric sounds and artificial lights frighten the Kuntilanak.
Some of these pictures are just disturbing of them, though.
They're
very cool, but it's so scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'd want to run into one. I don't want to take a chance of running into one, and I don't think I'm going to because I'm not going to Malaysia.
Go dirty.
Soon.
Yep. They say one of the ways to prevent this spirit from happening, one of the ways that the spirit can be prevented from happening is proper burial.
Oh, well, there you go.
Properly bury these people, and you'll be fine.
And you won't have a Kuntilanak or a Pontianak.
It says this is a description of one that occurred. Once a beautiful woman, she was brutally raped by her landlord. After she was found to be pregnant, the locals condemned her and buried her alive. Her vengeful spirit seeks to punish all men and their families. Various items or objects such as scissors, knives, and nails are sometimes considered as Kuntilanak repellent.
Hmm.
So if you just keep those up, right?
I have a true story Ooh. Well, I mean,
I want to see.
I don't know if it's true, but it's,
everyone here,
it's somebody that had an experience. I'll say it's somebody that had an experience. It says, according to one story, a young Indonesian woman was returning to her college campus late at night. It was dark and there were only a few cars on the street. She decided to get a taxi and flag down a minibus. On a darkened street, the minibus suddenly stopped. The girl looked out the window, thinking that another passenger must be getting on. She looked in the front seat and saw that the driver was gone. He had run away. Outside the door of the minibus stood a woman in white, in a white dress with an extremely pale face and long black hair. This woman was staring directly at her. She was trapped inside the minibus and could not escape. The next morning, people found her still inside the minibus, cowering on the floor with a terrified look on her face. She was sent to a psychiatric ward and never recovered from the experience. How about that?
Yeah. That's so scary.
That would probably be
the one. Can you imagine if that was standing in front of you? It'd be like, yeah. I'm good.
Never
run it over.
Yeah, never recovered.
Yeah, you got to look at some of these pictures. They're just creepy.
That would be terrifying, yeah. But it's, it didn't go after her, so at least, you know.
Right.
But because it was a woman, I guess. Maybe yeah. It was a dude on there. Well, it got the bus driver,
mm-hmm.
So he must have been a dude. Is that what I said in the story? But anyway, yeah, so that's a creepy. Yeah, and it comes from a website that kind of gives personal stories. So they show this little website shows two Malaysian young ladies. It looks like a guy. Check this out. In the corner.
Oh, yeah. Right behind him.
Let me see. Oh, that's scary. Yeah.
So it's got the picture of the white with the, you know, the Kuntalanik or whatever. Just, you know, they have no idea. They're just kind of laughing. Looks like they're just hanging out. So look behind you. Yeah. So. Pretty creepy. You guys have anything else on the Kuntalanik or the Pontianik?
No, but like I said, you got it.
How'd you come up with this story?
I was just looking up creatures like folklore and creatures and different ones. And I just kept seeing these. I saw a lot of videos of people playing pranks on each other. And I was like, what is that? Like, and then they were saying that it was, what this was called. And I was like, I've never heard of this before.
You know, it reminds me of, we did a mini, I know it was last year or maybe 2 years ago. We did the one where the woman's kind of like this and it has like a tail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like the chest opens up or
Penangelin? Is that Penangelin?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Kind of, yeah.
That was also a hard one to say.
That's kind of similar.
Penangelin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Oh, that was weird too. But that was Malaysian, wasn't it?
I believe it was
I think so. Yeah. We'd have to go back and fact check that. But
what's going on over there? What?
Yeah, right.
You know what? Go ahead and put that on the list, John.
Creep each other out.
Yeah. We'll see if Aaron Egnatz and Christina Westervelt and all our friends, Austin. we'll have the pros. Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good story. Regardless, it's a neat folklore and legend.
Absolutely. So,
pretty intense, though. I like the whole, the nail thing and the neck and the head and the fangs and the claws. And
stuff. Yeah. It's disturbing.
But remember, electronic devices.
That's right.
Something else.
This is definitely something that could scare you to death.
Oh, like, audio. Audio sounds.
Audio sounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or... Yeah, I think that's what I said. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said this is something that could like literally scare you to death if you saw it or if it was coming after you.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, well, I hope
so. What'd you say? Be that. RoboCop?
Yep. I mean, R2-D2, I mean, tell you.
Right, yeah.
C-3PO has no... Yeah, exactly. They're not worried. Well, Nate, since we're done with the Kuntalanik and the Pontianik and the Pontianik...
You're getting so good at pronunciation.
Help us out here.
Pronunciation.
Go dirty. That's a wrap.
Thanks, Nate. Go dirty. Go dirty is what?
Count on Nate.
That's right.
She doesn't like clean, or she doesn't like dirty clothes. Yeah.
Dirty laundry. Yeah. thank you, Nate, for that. It was really an interesting. we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 134 and our discussion on the scary legend of the Kuntalanik. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.